Membership Committee meeting to order. Time is approximately 10:06. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head? Congressman Tillman?
Here. We do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Dan, would you give us a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to gather here today. Thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for all of your good graces that you bestow upon us. Please keep in mind of the people that have had to travel today. So please watch over them as they travel home. And please guide these Congress members with their decisions and your wisdom for the betterment of our Osage people. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Congresswoman Buffalo Head has joined us at the table. Good morning.
Good morning.
The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes from April 21st, 2017. Two sets of minutes.
Why does this one say Connor's getting in the lead?
Oh, because I got the wrong one. I'm sorry.
I move to approve the minutes of April 21st, 2017 as presented.
There's a motion. Can I have a second?
Second.
Motion in a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Do you want this back, Dana, on the second one we have? Okay.
So we're going to postpone that?
It's not our minutes.
I think it is the minutes. I think that
the headlines are
wrong. The headlines are wrong, so those need to be.
Okay, so we can review it then? The minute portion, if you just get the heading right?
That would be fine.
So that was 21st. No, it's all Commerce Gaming named. It was the meeting to elect officers for Commerce Gaming named. So.
This one's really, it jumps around because you
the adjournment part.
Yeah.
Well, we could work on that and bring it to the next one.
I can do that.
All right, next thing on the agenda, number five, is membership / support documents. I have provided a copy of ONCA 1616 to the members here. Read through it, very detailed piece of legislation. Been visiting with Ms. Sarah Overly, who is here at the table with us, who is the director of the membership department, And Sarah Nabat and I have had some conversations about the support documentations that are required to receive a membership card. And reading through 1616, if you'll just briefly look at membership role, which is line 124, talks about all lineal descendants of the Osages listed on the base membership roll are eligible for membership in the Osage Nation. It goes on in some detail. Found it interesting, the lineal and the collateral and how all that works. I fast forward now, we'll go up to page 11 on line 488, which is under Rule 3 Membership Application Requirements. Part B there has some of the requirements listed. Proof of lineal descent must accompany the completed application. The only accepted forms of proof of lineal descent are certified original birth certificates, certified death certificates, certified paternity affidavits, so on and so forth. So several of the things that you need to bring to be able to qualify for membership into the Osage Nation. And I think the conversation that we need to discuss a little here today is what is an original birth certificate. That's what's being questioned, because in my conversations with Sarah, it seems like some constituents are being advised that they can use a birth certificate from the hospital, or they can use one from the county. And Sarah has requested that the birth certificates come from the state, which some tribes that I've looked at, that's what they require as well. But you know, so Sarah, can you just kind of elaborate on what I've talked about and kind of what the hang up and the possibilities are if we allow hospital and county birth certificates?
Well, recently we have had an influx of applications, especially from California. California and Texas are probably the hardest to get because you have to go to the capital. You have to go to Sacramento or Austin. Not go there, but call them and have them send a certified state-issued birth certificate. And our policy has always been to accept the state-issued birth certificates. We don't accept county, hospital, delayed. We just never have. And for the reason, one of the reasons for this is because that is the BIA requirement. But in a lot of the training that we've been to with Homeland Security, they say that a county birth certificate is one of the most easily forged documents there is. So I just, therefore, to me, it's best practice to continue to be uniform and require the state-issued birth certificate. Because they're the only ones accepted by the BIA. And having two separate set of standards would lead not only to confusion, but room to error. And considering the current case that we find ourselves in now, I feel like we need to be uniform across the board, whatever BIA, membership, as far as the documents go. And the BIA finally, after 50 years, has done some changes in their way they do things. The old one, it says a certified copy of a birth certificate is required. Well, then they sent a memo out after 1979 saying it has to be a state issue. Now, on our membership applications, which we all have, we have on here, send the original state issued birth certificate of the applicant. Copies will not be accepted. We cannot accept hospital, county, certified, or abstract birth certificates. All original birth certificates will be returned certified mail. We just have to say though, we make a copy of it, so for our records, we send the original back certified with return receipt, so we know that they got them back. Now on the new, in my policy and procedures, applicants, original state issued birth certificate, copies or county hospital birth certificates will not be accepted. It's there. Now, when the when they redid my membership bill, it's just in their certified original birth certificates. And so now, you know, a lot of them are like, well, no, it doesn't say state issued.
but it says state issued everywhere except for the membership bill.
What line is that?
And that's on page 11 where you just read certified original birth certificates. Because it doesn't say state issued, they think they can send it to county and... It's just causing confusion, especially with the California people. Texas is they have the harder time. I mean, they have just as hard a time. But once you explain to them, you know, it's a BIA rule and it's our rule also. But it has to. I said, just call Austin, and Austin will send you a state issued. Call Sacramento. We give them the phone number. I said, you can get a state issued birth certificate. You know, from them. It's not as difficult as they kind of make it out to be. And another thing that I would, it's not in writing, but it's kind of a policy that I have because y'all know the lawsuit went on from now on, or since I've been director, it's like they apply for CDIB. We do not issue the membership card until that CDIB comes back signed by the superintendent. It's a backup for us. Because before that, they were just coming in and they were just giving them memberships just like that. I don't think anybody was really checking them that well. And then they were sending them off. And I think if we did it the other way, it's just two people looking at the same document. To me, you can't err. I mean, you know, and then we're not going to have a lot of cases because, okay, BIA said you all are members, or Osage, we're going to make you a membership. I can't make you a membership and then the BIA comes back and say that this isn't right. Well, that's why we're in the shape we're in now. So that's another thing that I would like to have changed in the membership bill is that just for the safety and not having more court cases, that make it a policy in my membership bill that they can do it at the same time. Send it all in at the same time. We just send it over as soon as we get Robin or whoever the superintendent is, get their signature saying yes, they're Osage, we can make a membership just like that. But I want confirmation from somebody just besides, you know, us. That way it's just a backup. Then if they take us to court, we're like, oh wait, BIA denied you, we denied you. Because there's no lineal descendants anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's just what I'd like to see. And this is something because a member of Congress Attorney General about allowing California to send in county, and that's why I'm here, because I'm like, I don't know when to start that. Okay, Texas, you don't have to. California, you don't have to because it's a little bit harder. Oklahoma, you do because, you know, it's easy. Or you go Tulsa or Oklahoma City or I just want everything uniform. I just think that would be less chance of screwing up, to be honest with you. Pardon my language, but.
Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to add? Questions?
I'd like to know.
Yes, you.
I'd like to know how currently caught up we are on our CDIB cards.
We are caught up.
You're caught at.
We are caught at.
What's your turnaround time at the BIA once you submit an application?
That's harder to determine. I like to say at least 2 to 3 weeks. But if Robin's gone and the deputy director are now, so used to, Robin could just put anybody in there, put acting superintendent. Well, the BIA Eastern Region finally said no. Only Robin and Richard Winblock, the assistant superintendent, are the only ones that can sign for CDIBs. So that slows down a little bit because if they're on a conference or if they're out of the office or if they just get too busy, sometimes we have to wait a little bit longer than I'd like to get it back from them. But still, I would say no more than a month. When I got there, it was 13 months behind. So we've caught up.
And I think that's good, because I've always heard that the holdup on CDIB cards was with the BIA. Just on the face, and I'm pulling some information up to read, but on the face, I have a problem with letting the Bureau of Indian Affairs legitimize our membership process, because we're a sovereign nation, and mm-hmm. we should be able to set that standard. We should be able to do the research that we need to do to make sure and assure that the people we put on our membership rolls are Osage people. I'm not talking about state-issued versus county or hospital birth mm-hmm. certificates. I'm just talking about the process that I strongly feel that I don't want them setting the trend, and I don't want to be held hostage by the Bureau of Indian Affairs for the members of the Osage Nation. I mean, we have so long had that in our history that I think we need to be really innovative and take control of what we do with our membership. So that's my initial take on it on the face. I understand your concerns because of from where the membership department has been and how far we've come. So I understand exercising extreme caution also. But in light of that, I still have personally that feeling, and I think that others may also, that I don't want the Bureau of Indian Affairs to be able to either hold our process hostage. I've seen them do that with other things, not that it's happening currently. So that's my first initial take on that, because I think that we have very smart people that can figure out whether people are members or not and evaluate the documents. You're doing that anyway.
Right.
So that's just my thought on it.
And I agree with you to a certain extent, because we do, before we even send it over there, we do due diligence. We find out, we have to send over a CDIB, we may have to put something like, we can't find this or that, so whether they sign it or not, it's going to be up to them. Before, it really wasn't, and I have to say this, before I came, they had one person in that office doing CDIBs. That's why they were 13 months behind. It wasn't so much BIA, it was that there was only one person doing it. And that was my big thing. I said, I want everybody cross-trained where everybody can do CDIBs, everybody can do membership, everybody. So if somebody's off on maternity leave or somebody's off, somebody else can jump into that job and get it, have it done. I believe in cross-training. And I understand what you're saying. And if it hadn't been for the court case, no big deal. Now, I want backup. I want somebody else like, well, you signed it. You're supposed to be Eastern Region said, nope, once we sign it, that's it. We can't take it away. We can't do anything. So I just want it, because I don't want another lawsuit. I'll tell you what, leading up to this lawsuit, a lot to kill me, to be honest with you, all that we had to go through. And I don't ever, ever, ever want to have to go through that again. I won't go through it again. And so this to me is just a safeguard, and that's how I look at it. I don't look like they're dictating, because I guess in a way they are, but to me it's just a safeguard to have.
Sure, I have a question just for me. Let's just say I just show up today, mm-hmm. come out of nowhere, been living in Michigan or some imaginary place, and I come back and I want to be a member of the tribe. Mm-hmm. Walk me through the process. I've never been a member. I don't have a CDIB. What do I have to do?
Well, first of all, you get a Bureau of Indian Affairs application. You get our membership application. And then we explain to you, do you have Osage parents? Mm-hmm. And are they listed? Are they on our mm-hmm. database? We'll pull them up database and we'll pull them up in and say, oh, yeah, your dad's on there. So really all you have to do is fill out this, give me your state-issued birth certificate, copy of your Social Security card. If your parents were married at the time of your birth, give me a copy of that and hand that in. We'll get you settled. Now, if your dad's not on there and we can't find your grandparents on there and we can't find your great-great-grandparents on there, then a lot of times I have to explain, well, they were up in Missouri, and I've got pictures, and they look full blood. And I said, And that could be, and I said, you could be Osage.
Right.
But if you did not move down here, or if your ancestors did not move down to what now is Osage County or Oklahoma Territory in 1906, when the federal government came in and said, this is it, this is the final roll. No more, no less, that's it. I said, you could be Osage, but you'll never be able to prove it because of that 1906 Act.
Would I get my CDIB first or my membership first?
The way we do it now, you would get your CDIB first.
That comes first.
And as soon as we get the CDIB, issue the membership, mail them both together, saves me on postage.
And you have to have that CDIB for me to get membership?
Now, unless you all want to change it.
The law doesn't state that.
Yeah, the law doesn't say that.
The Constitution nor the law, that's
so I don't have to have a CDIB to get a membership?
By the law, you don't.
By the law, you don't.
Somebody could take that to court and the
I would like to have it in my membership bill just because I want the backup, but it, like I said, it's you're right. It's not anywhere. It's a policy I made over these court cases, and all four families that I found that had CDIBs and membership cards that never should have been issued.
So you'd like to see in the bill on page 11 somewhere amended to read, I guess I'm looking at line 489, the only accepted form of proof of lineal descent are state-issued certified original birth certificates.
Original state-issued birth certificates, what we have on our applications.
Original state-issued birth certificates.
The other is, like I said, is just kind of my policy and procedure, but it you're right, Maria, it's not backed up by law or my membership bill.
Now, the 1616 was written in 2015?
Right when we had all those people that I was finding that shouldn't have been on there.
Right.
Shannon redid the bill. Because that way now, all I have to do is if I find it before, they were making me, you know, I mean, I was having to kick them off, and I was like, no, I'm not qualified to do that.
The process.
So now it goes to the attorney general.
The process for removal was inserted and reworked where it wasn't in the bill. I believe that was the only amending at that point in time to 1616. I think most of the other original language was existing already.
So what it seems like we have a law that doesn't follow your policy. Who wrote your policy?
Libby.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of your policy? And have I asked you for that before?
I brought it.
You did? Okay,
yeah.
Because I think I've asked for it. I don't know that I've ever
which one is?
I'm going to be amending it because she, there's things I would like in there that's not. And she took one page out of it, but
it's in there.
It's just one page.
Member application.
I just took one page about the birth certificate that was in my policy.
Okay.
And then this is, it goes in the and you can have this.
Thank you, sir.
But that one hand goes in the
okay.
So the law was written in 2015. Your policy for membership application written by executive office was written in 2017, 2 years later. They require you to have an original state certified birth certificate that the law does not.
No, my membership law does not. I think it did at one time, but when it was changed to a certified original birth certificate. Like I said, the BIA finally came out, and this is the first time, I think they said in 50 years, it's been changed. And it birth certificate, and it says the same thing that's in my bill. An original or certified reproduction of the birth certificate must show the person's parentage and must contain the state seal, state registrar's signature, and the state file number, which is a state-issued birth certificate.
Right.
A birth certificate issued by a hospital, county, city, or the Bureau of Census is not acceptable.
Okay.
Now that's in the new ordinance that the VI just came out with. Another thing that they just came out with, which I think is wonderful, once you had to see your name, you could never have it taken away. Even if it was done by error, and you should not have one. Now, Clint can go, and all of the families that we have found out shouldn't have been on there. I could take their membership away, I could not take their CDID away. Now, they're saying, give me the court document, and we will rescind their CDID cards. First time in history that's ever happened.
Interesting.
How long has that been?
May 23rd, 2017. That
wow.
just came
out.
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Because it always bothered me. I thought, well, I take their membership away, but they can still go to AMH, they can still get JOM, they can still do a lot of things with the CDID card.
And the thing that, one of the things that concerns me is your position on fraud. I guess it's easier for someone to take a birth certificate from a hospital or a county and alter that without coming to the state.
I'm scared to death of fraud.
Sure.
And I had a death certificate, and it had an Osage woman's name on there. And I kept looking at that, and I kept thinking, the typing's different, you know? And so Jeff Jones went and got the original, come back, different name.
Mm-hmm.
And 37 of those
that
family had memberships and CDIDs because they took that. And so now I'm like, you know, I'm very worried about people, you know. And I don't think it's spread a lot, but because we don't have PERCAP. Now, if we ever had PERCAP, oh my goodness, you know, then we're going to really start looking into fraud because people, you know. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just worried about fraud and duplicating things and whiting things out, and what if we don't catch it? And like I said, that's why I would just like two sets of eyes looking at it.
Sarah, to your knowledge, is there any state that doesn't issue an original state birth certificate?
Colorado. And they send us a letter. And every time they send a county, they send that letter with it saying, we no longer issue long book or state issued birth. So we have that on file and they send it, so we know. Well, we're not going to get one from Colorado. So
so that's the only state
New York. New York has never done it. You do it by boroughs because there's too many people in New York to get state issued. And so we've always had New York having to, you know, the borough of Manhattan, Long Island, whatever. It's done by borough.
Mm-hmm.
Boroughs.
See, to me, that's a little bit problematic, too. So if we're going to accept a different type of birth certificate for a section of people that live in a state, and I understand what you're saying about the fraud and everything, but I'm trying to think of equal footing for the people. And I know your concerns, and I'm really not trying to be difficult.
Right.
But when I think about it,
we can't help that they won't issue state issue.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
We have nothing to do with it. When they say they're not going to issue it, well, I'm not going to keep telling people, well, I have to have it. Once I know that they're not,
but
I will take what they send me, as long as I have that letter saying we don't do it.
From what I understand that you're asking us to do, though, is to change the membership law, which is a law that is for all Osage people, and if we put into the law that a state-issued birth certificate is required, but yet we have states in the
you could even
United
put where applicable, you know. I mean, that's just a thought, because I know two states that won't do it.
Right.
But
and we don't know when states are going to change their policy and not do it again. So I'm just trying to think of the practicality of the law. As it applies to everybody that it oversees, that it has jurisdiction over. So, you know, if you already know of two states that don't do it, we don't know if another state may or may not continue to issue or discontinue to issue state don't know, I'm just...
But it says on the letter we got from Colorado, they said, if you're applying for a tribal or Native American card, send this letter with it. So they know, because most all tribes do insist on having an original state issue birth certificate. Mm-hmm. So that's why they have that letter where it says, if you're applying for, send this letter with it.
And does something like that accompany New York's, the borough type?
No, just Colorado.
Just Colorado.
So they just now stopped. But they said, but they know Indian tribes, a lot of them in Colorado. So they said, no, if you're applying for that, send this letter along with it, and it's signed by vital statistics people, that we no longer do that.
I know you go to conferences and training, et cetera. What other tribes are similar to or have the issue of state?
I would say most of them.
Require
original state issue birth certificates.
No matter where you live, with the exception of Colorado, New York.
A lot of them are going to what they call enhanced tribal ID cards, which have pictures on them, have your weight, your color of your eyes, your hair, and a lot of them, you can travel in the Western Hemisphere without a passport if you have this card. Mm. So they have to have the original state. You know, they're a little bit tighter than just, you know.
Are we one of the few tribes out there that you know of, according to our law, that doesn't require original state birth certificate?
We require it. We won't take them if they're county. Because it's in my policy and procedures, so I figure, you know, I would love my policy and procedures and my membership, and the membership before had it in there. All the forms have it on there. So, I won't, you know, but we just send them back and say, oh, I'm so sorry, but we need the state issue birth certificate.
So what trumps what, the law or your
policy? I haven't been here long enough, I don't know.
Law trumps policy and procedure.
Does it? Okay.
Constitution trumps law. Law trumps policy.
I think it's an interesting addition, and we'd like to research a little bit more. I looked at a couple of tribes that require state, and big tribes.
The five civilized all say original state. Mm-hmm. And
how do they deal with the Colorado? They get the letter from the state of Colorado. What is New York's?
I'm assuming because that just started. The bureaus, I've called myself because people kept saying, we can't get them. And I called. And
do we have Osage members from the boroughs?
Maybe three. You know, not a lot. But I called and I kept getting transferred here and there. And finally they said, there's too many people in New York City. You know, they said, you'll have to take the boroughs because that's all we have. And like I said, we don't really have that many Osages living there, so it hasn't really been a problem. But I talked to them enough, so I said, okay, we're going to accept this because they don't issue state, you know.
Okay.
As long as it's a borough and it's got the seal, mm-hmm. and a state file number and a signature, we'll take it.
But every other 48 states offer the state original state birth certificate.
But see, in the first bill I had, when I came on, it said that this was my rules and regulations and my policy and procedures. And I was good with that.
What?
And then when we changed it, because they said no, each department should have their own policy and procedures. So then Shannon took that out of the original when she did the other about. So she took it out. This is my rules and regulations, but it's not my policy and procedures.
So right now, if I walk over to the membership office and I don't have I've got a county issue birth certificate, you're not going to take it, and I'm going to go to court and say, here's what the law says. Who wins that? According to our law in ONCA 1616, right?
Well, it says, doesn't say state issue, but it says an original, so it could be the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have been the intent, you know. because it's an original this, original that, so maybe it could be, I'm not a lawyer, but maybe a certified original birth certificate. Oh, that's mine. It's a certified original birth certificate. Could be the same thing as a state-issued birth certificate. But people in California are reading it different now, and they're saying, I can give you that because that's what this says. And I'm like, no.
So it needs to say state.
I would like for it to say state-issued, or I would like it defined. Maybe, you know, I can ask the Attorney General, is that what that means? Is that the same thing?
Right.
But then you saw the letter from him, and he was like, well, that's what made me ask for this meeting, because I was like, I need to get this straight.
Anyone else on the committee have reaction, response?
I just like it to be uniform. I think it'd be less error, room for error, if we just have everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, since this is just, I'm just doing some research on what people say are, what is acceptable as a certified copy, an original certified copy of a birth certificate. I'm trying to look and see what that is.
And that could mean a state issue. I don't, you know.
So a definition of
usually plant
certified original birth certificate, what's the definition of that phrase? Or being able to insert the word state.
Right. Just as long as it reads the same everywhere, so there's no, you know, wait a minute. This doesn't say the same thing this says, or this says, or, you know.
That kind of seems to be where we are.
That's what bothers me, because now I'm thinking, well, maybe that doesn't mean state. Maybe they're saying, well, it's original. It's an original copy. Well, but it's original county. It's not an original state.
I think maybe an easier fix would just be to define
certified original birth certificates.
Define certified original birth certificates in the definitions, and that way when you define it, you could designate that the states that issue a state, a government state issued birth certificate, that that's the acceptable form. States that don't issue one, then that's the,
well,
so if you put it in your definitions, it really would, and you could leave the language of the law the same. So,
oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. To just define what we think is an original certified copy, because it's up to us to define that.
Okay.
And
then you wouldn't have to change all you have to do. Is
right, then the
test.
Law wouldn't say that that's what was required.
But
then you're going to accept Colorado, who doesn't have one, and you're going to accept New York. So I think if you would put it in your definition to define that this is what it is, with the exception of states that do not issue one from their state house.
So that would satisfy me, because then I can say, see, they're not in Colorado, or, you know, this is what it means, look in the definition, and I could live with that, definitely.
Right. So I would much prefer it to be moved there into a definition and to say it in the law.
Okay.
So, are you going to head that direction with that, Congressman Tillman?
I can. I'd like to visit with just who I visit with, the Attorney General, and get their kind of opinion on the definition and how we're going to define this phrase, these terms.
Or Trey. Start with Trey. He usually works with the Attorney General's office pretty good if there's a question about how it would apply.
And we could amend this at the next special session.
In the fall. Don't say special session.
I heard it's coming anyway. Anyway.
That would satisfy me.
Okay.
I would be pleased with that.
Because I understand your concern about fraud. But that way, we're defining what that is for us.
Right.
We're not letting anybody else define
right.
that for us. So I prefer it with that.
Okay. I will leave a charge on that. Get in touch with Trey, get his opinions and thoughts, and then what we need to do to just add that definition into the bill.
I think that would probably work. Unless there's any other.
And as long as we're gonna, I really would, I feel maybe vote on
CDID
first and then membership. It's just double coverage, less likely to be sued or go into a court case.
I really don't like that one at all.
I know, you never have.
I don't like it. Our law doesn't contemplate that. Our constitution doesn't contemplate that. So I think that the policy is in direct violation of the constitution. That's just my opinion. And, you know, I understand, I'm not saying, and I understand your position. But I just differ in that opinion from you that a CDID is required before you have a membership into the Osage tribe. So.
And to be fair, we write letters like to WELA or to Indian Health Service saying they've applied for an application, they go back to certain allottees, so but we're waiting on, you know, da da da. So it's not like we're preventing them by this delay, because they'll ask us, like, can you write us a letter so we can go ahead and go to Indian Health, or, you know, so we can get JOM, or that we can get crisis. And we will write the letters, because I know before I send it over there whether they are or not. So I don't mind writing the letter. I just want to wait and get that confirmation.
Before they get membership or CDIB, they're allowed services?
Well, I just say that they've applied, and they go back to who they go back to that.
I can't believe I got on this committee. It's just causing me all kinds of heartburn already.
I'm glad you're here.
To me, that is, I don't like that at all.
See, they did that before I came there, and I was like, well, okay.
What are you going to do if they're getting services, and then it turns out they're not Osage, and the CDI, the BIA has said no, and you all, the info that you've gotten is no. Then their kids have been in WELA for 2 or 3
That's
months?
That's why I think our membership office just ought to make the decision and the judgment whether they're a member or not. Instead of saying, we're going to wait till the feds say that they are, and then we'll give them a membership. But in the meantime, go ahead and give them services. I just think that that's really wishy-washy of a sovereign nation to handle its business that way. That's why I'm so opposed to waiting on CDIB before we offer membership.
But if we would have had that in law, this court case, they never got a BIA. They would not give them a CDIB card because they weren't Osage. But our somebody did.
I just view that differently, Sarah. I think that our membership office ought to have the integrity to do the work and not to have allowed that. And if a chief is telling them to go ahead and put them on the roll, I know that's a hard position, but if it's illegal, it's illegal.
It's illegal.
If it's illegal for a chief, it's illegal for an employee.
It's illegal for Congress.
It's illegal for Congress.
Because
right.
It's in the Constitution.
And
you have to be
so that to me, that's a matter of integrity. And if we're going to wait for the BIA to enforce our integrity, then what are we doing? So I feel really strongly about that.
Yeah.
I feel like that our Constitution gives us the ability to determine our membership, not the federal government. For many, many years, the federal government has done that. And I understand the position, but
I know.
But
I know.
It's a matter of...
I mean, we can go back to doing it that way.
And
I just remember when I first came there, people would stand there at that door, and they couldn't get it done fast enough just to get them gone. And I'm thinking, has anybody really looked?
Put a wait period. In your policy, put a wait period.
Yeah, and that's what I like to do. It's like, and I tell the girls, I said, we got a waiting room. So they're not staring at you, waiting for you to get that membership card done. I said, we have a waiting room. They can fill out their paperwork or whatever.
I would much prefer you to put a 10-day research window in there when they make applications than yield to somebody else. And I know it's really not that way. And I do have to say, I know how far your office has come since you've taken over. And I appreciate all the work you've done. But just at the policy level and at the law level, legal level, constitution,
if I can get a window where people don't come in and just say, well, here it is and I want it right now, and I say, well, no, there's a vetting period or a time that we have to do the research, you'll have to come back and get it, or we'll mail it to you.
We can do that. We're a sovereign nation. We can do that.
Okay.
And,
you know, like I said, I just want a different set of eyes to look at it, because...
Now, I think that might be a different issue if they already hold a CDIB card.
Oh.
I think that you might be able to give same day...
Oh, we do.
...within an hour service.
Oh, if they come in and they've got a CDIB and they decide they want to be a member, we do it just like that, because they've already been...
But otherwise, I would rather us have our own window instead of waiting on a CDIB. But that's just, that's me. So.
That's not in your policy currently?
No.
Did you have much to do with your policy when they wrote it?
Help us. No, it does not.
None.
Absolutely none.
Mm. Another thing, and I don't know if you, this is becoming a problem, this dual membership, it's not a problem for us, but you don't know, every other tribe apparently now are asking when they sign up, say they sign up for OTOS, are you a member of another tribe? And these people put down Osage and something else. So we're getting faxes all the time. You know, is so-and-so date of birth, blah, 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 are they a member of the Osage tribe? And by law, I have to say, I don't give out personal information. They always say, have they received money? I said, not our department. I said, all I'm allowed to say is whether they're yes, they're members, or no, they're not. And if they are members, they get kicked off of that other tribe. Mm-hmm. Which then there's hard feelings, because
that's not our problem, though.
Well,
that's not our problem.
Okay.
That's in my opinion.
Yeah.
That is not our problem. They know right from wrong, and if they're signing up for OTO or IOA or any other tribe that does per cap, and the law over there is they don't offer dual enrollment and they do it anyways, that's the bad decision they've chosen, and all we can do is answer yes or no.
Right.
I mean, that's almost like when someone calls in to HR and says, is this person employed there? By law, you can't say, yes, they've been fired, and here's what it's for. The answer is yes or no. You know, yes, they're employed here, no, they're not. And hard feelings, I mean, well.
Well, they think we're just doing it. And I'm like, and I've had to explain to people, I said, I have no idea what other tribe you are. I don't know. We don't ask that.
See,
so there's no way for me to know that. So why would I call this other tribe and say you're a member?
There's hard feelings on everything. I mean, that's just going to have to roll off your all's backs. And
plus, they know they did it.
Do you have people that, because I think what I read, if it's correct, we can relinquish my enrollment. Mm-hmm. But I can re-enroll as often as I want.
No.
So that's
you
don't allow.
You can re-enroll
twice.
Once.
Well.
And
come back.
Yeah, come back one more time. But if you try it a second time,
then if you relinquish again, then you're done.
You're done.
You're not an Osage anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted,
with the exception, we amended that a couple of years ago, because we have had individuals that have relinquished and then
got some benefits.
Well, no, they've relinquished, but they weren't
their right mind.
They weren't in their right mind.
Yeah.
When they relinquished. And so then they may have relinquished, and then 6 or 7 months or 2 years down the road, they were not even able to make decisions for themselves, that the state awarded like full control to a child or a grandchild. Mm-hmm. And the child and the grandchild have been like, you know, they make the decision at that point to bring them back. Because we have literally had people that were about to die without a tribe.
Right.
A no nation.
Yeah, but that's because they had come back and forth between both tribes.
Yeah.
Because there's those people that get stuck like that. And I always wondered what happens to them, since so many tribes require membership now.
But
they can't get it because they've burned both
bridges,
yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
But the child with guardianship, a child, whoever is
but
taking
care
of them.
But that was special circumstances, because you all passed that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you all did, because I know, you know, because especially the elders, and their kids will say, Mom, Mom, get off Osages and get on Otos because they give you per cap. Well, sometimes they're elderly and they don't know what they're doing. So they're like, okay, you know, if I'm going to get some money, let me do that. Well, then, you know, then they're dying or whatever. Well, they can't get burial from us because you're a member of another tribe, that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it can be hard. It can be sad sometimes that, you know, because like I said, a lot of it has to do with elders and some that are just not in their right minds. And, yeah, you know, they've got kids talking into doing this and that.
So when you relinquish, it didn't take?
No, you can relinquish now, and then later on you can come back. And then if you relinquish again, that's it.
Okay. And they're told that.
And they're told
if I relinquish now, I can do it today.
Yeah.
Or anybody can do that.
Yeah.
And it's effective immediately.
The day you come in and we get it notarized and it's a done deal, we take you off right then and we put in the notes and that we've told you that you can come back one more time. And then the second time, then we're going to tell you, okay, be sure, because if you get off this time, there's no getting back on.
So that is on the document they sign when they do.
Yes, it's on the document they sign.
So I could relinquish, go to another tribe that I am and get their benefits and play the game of when that expires and I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
One time.
Right.
Okay. So I would like to ask you one thing and then comment about another thing. So, well, I'll comment first. Actually, I won't do either one right now. They've slipped out of my mind. That's awful. Oh, okay, the one thing I wanted to talk about, I think that maybe if one of us would talk to the Osage News, and I think that would just be a great article for Osage people to be able to read in our Osage News about how we do handle that, how dual membership is handled, and how, I mean, just to be out front where everybody can read it, because who gets these papers and reads them? Not many people. So I think that would be a great article, and so maybe we can expedite that or put a bug in the editor's ear that we think that it would be helpful to the Osage people to hear that. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you is, you brought up the calls that you get from other tribes about membership with the Osage. Other than having people think that you're the one that's calling in on them and what have you, and your office would never do that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Other than that, is there any other problem that causes within the membership office or department? And is there anything that could be done to alleviate some of that problem if there is?
I've had them come in and cry and like, oh my God, now they've kicked me off and you all won't let me back on because I've already relinquished twice, and can you write a letter? And I'm like, saying what? I mean, you know, I'm not quite sure what, you know, what to say, except you were relinquished twice, and I said, do, you know, were you in your right mind? I mean, you know, it's just that.
It's just a thing you have to go through.
It's a thing you have to go
through. Okay, that's all I needed to
know. It, like you said, it has to roll off. I mean, it does, but sometimes, you know, we do get.
They're mad and crying because they got busted out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. And then the last I heard, it was somebody in the BIA doing it. So it's like, oh, good, it's not us anymore. So
right, okay. That's all I really wanted to know about that.
Well, this meeting is scheduled to go till noon if we want to. I don't see much more that we can accomplish. If, Sarah, if there's anything else that you'd like to discuss or any members of the committee would like to speak to.
Go ahead. Just when your policy changes, I'd like to, if you would keep this committee apprised and just don't send us the amendment, send us the completed policy whenever you make changes to it. And that will just help us be able to respond to Osage citizens and know what you are doing over there. Like I said, I still don't like the one about CUID.
I know. Well, it's not in there.
Okay.
So, like I said, I can go back. As long as I can have a waiting period, a vetting period, whatever.
And I think that needs to be a matter of policy.
And then, I may be okay with it then, because then it's like, okay, I've got plenty of time. Nobody's standing there staring at me. Give me my card. I mean, you know.
Well, there's nowhere in the law that says that you get to come in your office and walk out of there the same day with a membership card.
They just did that before. So, you know.
Right. You have work to do.
I felt like I had to do, you know. And so,
I don't think so.
I don't either. I don't think we owe anyone anything. I think we owe it to the nation to do a good, thorough job. And however long, I mean, if it takes a week or 10 days, that's what it takes. You haven't been Osage with this little card for X amount of years.
For all your life.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean that you come in and you get a card that day. And people are just going to have to understand that process. And they will accept it if it's our process. And they have no other choice but to accept it if it's our process.
Okay, let's say you have a baby. I got everything I need because you're in there, your parents are in there, you know. But then there's someone come in and nobody. And then you're sitting there going, why did, you know, what makes you think you're Osage? Or, you know, then that's when it really starts, you know, that's when I need the genealogist. I mean, you know, because I'm not a genealogist and I can't, you know, unless they can tell me, I don't know where to look. I don't, you know, it's like nobody. Well, you know, well, it could be Cherokee, but I think it might be Osage. I get that a lot. And, you know, because they came from Oklahoma, so it has to be Osage. And I'm like,
Do we still receive the certified updated membership roll?
Every month.
Okay.
I send it to Shannon. Send it to Judicial, and I send it to the Secretary of the Nation. Okay. Judicial, I just send 18 and over in case they need a jury.
I will get with you and I'll get with Trey. Discuss some of these changes and proceed from there. Is there anything else, committee?
No,
I don't have
anything else.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Been a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. We are adjourned. Sarah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'll get with you and make a call to Trey.